you said juniper berries essential oil aids the healing.
Yeah, it's a complete extract, but it includes the essential oil of the juniper berry with the extraction. So it provides the essential oil coating that's necessary to help retain the moisture.
Right.
Juniper berry is extracted in its full complex and added to the formula.
Provides the essential oil coating necessary.
Mm-hmm. To help retain moisture. And reduce expression. If you're familiar with juniper berry, homeopathically, it's known as thuja, T-H-U-J-A.
T-H-U-J-A.
And that has been found to be very helpful in a post-conflict repair. One thing that they're missing about going after these, this is the active ingredient in this herb, is they're missing all the essential oils that really do come out in these natural extractions.
Right.
So people say, well, are you doing essential oil therapy? Yeah, we are. Every one of our extractions has the naturally occurring essential oil. It's not like a perfume, and it's not just the essential oil. It's in its whole complex.
Mm.
So, I mean, when you're mixing and you're seeing these things, these oils really start to show, you know?
Yeah. I think it would be really cool the next time we go to do a little video.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of the lab and showing some of the different ones.
Yeah.
And exactly what you're saying. Mm. They, you know, because for us as practitioners, it's we love that. We can, you know, explain that to our, you know, these products are really whole.
100%
whole food. They're whole herbs.
Naturally extracted, there's no pressure or heat or push or pull. You just get one thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're moving out of this complex support.
Mm-hmm.
So the thuja juniper berry oil is very healing. You know, it's just a word that has been used for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I put that in there. Juniper berry homeopathic thuja has been found helpful for post-conflict repair.
And it's the most common recommended homeopathic after an illness.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's it. If you see thuja on the skin, that means the body's ready to heal.
All right. If you see thuja on the scan, your body is ready to heal. Perfect. Say that again.
One of the reasons they can make herbology less effective over time is to find, well, this is just the active ingredient, and that's all you can extract for.
Yeah. Well, and that's right, that's what they've done to the vitamin industry too.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, vitamin C, ascorbic acid. Yes, it was discovered by Linus Pauling as to be the most active ingredient in the whole scope, you know.
Yeah.
of vitamin C, right?
Yeah, so for the whole substrate of connective tissue, well, what's better, vitamin C or, I mean, the story goes that he'd been working, he'd been gone a while, and he'd come home and his wife had cooked him a couple of red peppers from their garden. And he was staring at them on his plate. For some reason, he didn't want to eat them, so he went back and took them in the lab and he tested them, and they had the highest vitamin C of any food he'd ever tested.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So he was staring at a couple of bell peppers and didn't want to eat them, and went back, well, I'll just test them. And it was like, whoa. He didn't even know what it's called. I think he called it Substance X for a while.
You know, it's interesting that a lot of these new, young naturopaths aren't learning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of the greats, you know, they're, you know, like Bernard Jensen and Linus Pauling and, you know.
The list goes on.
The list goes on. You know.
Yeah, Bernard.
He was a genius.
Genius, yeah.
Yeah, like yourself.
Well, when you start considering nature as a whole, herbs as a whole, totally synergistic, that's what we have to preserve, foods as a whole.
Yeah.
And
you know what? That's what makes us different.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes the botanicals different. It's what makes, you know, what we teach at the school different.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, patient as a whole.
And the patient as a whole.
Who are they in their environment? Who are they in their close, intimate relationships? Who were they as a child? What did they have to do to survive persist in their life?
Adapt. What did the nervous system have to do to adapt to their environment?
What decisions did they have to make?
Yeah.
Remember that one doctor whose brother was always trying to kill him and he had to sleep with toothpicks in his eyelids?
Yeah.
He ran for 2 years, lived on the streets because he was afraid his brother was going to kill him. And now he's suffering from some of the most acute pain you could ever have. So the body stores it in memory, and when it can release it, it will. And if you support the tissues during that process, they'll go back as though it was 15 years ago, repair the tissue. So you add the DuraCare, you add the Geno, you add it like it was yesterday, but even though it wasn't.
Yes, because isn't if it is expressing itself today, even though it happened years ago, it's either your body is just in a different environment, a different place in life that it can release it, or in a new environment, a new love, a new home, a new whatever the situation was. But
can close the loop.
It can close the loop.
It doesn't want
to
keep.
But it has to have had the. I don't want to call it a trigger, but a new decision.
Right, or freedom to make the choice.
Or freedom to make the choice.
Yeah, if you're in prison, you're not free to be free. You can make a decision about something, but you can't really walk out the door. When you have this psyche agreement, you have the mental belief. And somewhere along the line, your internal situation, everything is different enough. It's like a new day. At the new day concept, then the loop will close.
Yeah.
And until then, there's symptoms before, wherever those were, your conflict active symptoms. Close the loop, and God knows how long that's going to take or what that's involved, because it could be holographic, it could be sinew, it could be bone, it could be blood, it could be fluids, it could be lymph. One of those is going to be a major player. Well, if it was lymph, it was protection. If it was blood, it was relationship, usually with father. If it was mother, it was generative tissues, right? If it was bone structure, kidney, or safety, or security. Now, if it's muscle, it's spleen. Who am I? So, it's holographic, you know. A loop doesn't just mean a loop. It's a whole world of healing.
Yeah.
And that's why when you run the scan and you're testing, it's like, well, what loop are... Where are you in the loops? Where are you in your process? What have you just decided? Or what can't you decide? I used to, when I was doing balances on people, I'd say, so tell me, what's the biggest problem you have right now? What is concerning you the most? And then when you dig down into that, like Sasha does, we don't get the beauty of the scan, so we don't see some of those brutal separations and things, but... You know, how honest.
In the brain scan, you're referring to the CT brain scan for GNM.
Yeah.
Which we've had the pleasure of, or not the pleasure, the honor, I don't know what you want to call it, of sitting in on several of those.
It's a real blessing because you see what's recorded from time immemorial, from birth on.
Yeah, it's
and maybe
really...
even pre-birth, I don't know. He's, you know, the body's holographic and the storage is in the tissues.
Yeah.
So, when we're supporting the tissues, they can finish their healing process, or what we would call recovery.
Recovery.
Because it's not a, you know, it might require a bacteria or a prion or, you know, a viral code, something like that, depending on.
So here with DoraCare, I was wondering what constituent in VitaCare are you referring to of why it pairs well with VitaCare? The chinchona bark?
Yeah, so the VitaCare is after an illness.
Is after an illness.
Yeah, especially if you've had, like, a neocortex program where you've had a lot of sinus drainage and you've blown your nose a zillion times and it hurts. You've had to remove a lot of moisture.
Right, okay. So that's why DoraCare, or VitaCare, is listed and pairs well with DoraCare.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
And you can also pair it with Recover, because...
Well, Recover, I know, should be on any...
Post. Yeah, anytime it's close of a loop, Recover is really vital for...
So should I put Recover in here with DoraCare?
Yeah, and you can call those the master three, really, because, or the, you know, the key three to recovery. Because VitaCare is before, during, and after. You know, the chinchona bark helps keep the tissues alkaline. And chinchona has been proven for hundreds of, well, over 100 years as an antiparasitic alkalizer for the tissues. So that's why it pairs well with VitaCare.
So that's why DoraCare pairs well with VitaCare.
Yeah.
Or VitaCare pairs well with DoraCare. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's stop there, and then we're going to go on to EndroCare. So we can put